For CASM Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. And this week we check in with the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council. Vice Chair Gail Donker is joining us. And Gail is on the road this week. Gail, you have one heck of an experience going on. And give us, first of all, a bit of a background in how you got associated with the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council.
Well, thank you for having me today, first off. And how I got associated with Minnesota Soybean is I was on their website one day and I saw a see-for-yourself trip. And I thought, well, that sounds pretty awesome. As a soybean grower, you know, a lot of people kind of think they're done with their beans once they drop them off at, say, you know, one of the crushing plants or one of the, ports that we have or that type of thing. But really, there's a lot more to soybeans than all that. So that's how I got associated with Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council. And lo and behold, I'm on a see-for-yourself trip right now.
So, Gail, how long have you and your family farmed?
Well, I married into a multi-generational farm, but I also grew up on a dairy and crop farm by Wanamingo. So kind of been associated with it my whole life.
Mm-hmm. So, Gail, you're in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Just talk about maybe a bit of your last few days. I'm sure you've had a pretty good firsthand experience on how beans get shipped there and how that process all works.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we are in Halifax, Nova Scotia, which is the end of the Great Lakes / St. Lawrence Seaway. So we are here learning about how the transportation works. We're looking at different... We actually met with the St. Lawrence Seaway Development Corporation, Atlantic Grains Council, and have talked with different people from Canada about what they're doing. We've had the Specialty Soya Grain Alliance Director, Eric Wenberg, here with us as well. And we have been touring some of the grain elevators, the container terminals, and that type of thing here. So we're learning and seeing firsthand as to where the soybeans would come if they came this way. And, you know, they can come either via the waterway or by a train this way as well. So what we're really looking at is what are the different alternatives. A lot of our Minnesota soybeans go different directions. So if you're in the northwestern area, they go out west on to the PNW on the western side to Grays Harbor and get shipped out that way. A lot of them go to crush in Minnesota as well. With Mankato, we're pretty fortunate to have two companies there crushing and then, selling off the soybean meal on the side. And then we also have a lot of people who ship them south on the Mississippi River as well. So we're looking at different alternatives, you know, as to what Minnesota can do with their soybeans.
You know, Gail, I guess bottom line, at the end of the day, you want more avenues or more choices to go with beans, which brings more value to the soybean.
Absolutely. That's what Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council is all about, is bringing more value to the Minnesota soybean farmer. No matter, you know, where you are located in Minnesota, we're trying to bring value to that crop. And, you know, we really do a pretty good job. The checkoff dollars is one-half of 1% of what you sell for your soybeans for. And we do a pretty good turnaround. I believe it's like $12 to every dollar that's invested goes back to the farmer.
Gail Donker is joining us with the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council. Gail, is this an established market already for soybeans, or are we just looking to maybe develop it more or to start developing it?
We are looking to start developing it. So we're looking at what avenues we have going forward. You know, we're looking at, you know, not today or tomorrow. We're looking at 10 years to 50 years down the road. You know, what alternatives might we need to have? So we're just kind of checking out different options around globally what we can do. We know that people want our products. We have a really good product in the Midwest for our beans, and we want to find out, you know, how to get those overseas. And we found, very recently, Duluth started shipping soybean meal out of Duluth Port, which we haven't done before. But we're finding that there are a lot of places around the world that cannot take the giant tankers that, you know, we think of when we ship corn or soybeans overseas. They need a smaller boat to get into their harbor. And we're now doing that. We've actually shipped some beans over to Morocco and also to Uzbekistan, which is actually a landlocked part of the former Soviet Union. So Uzbekistan really wants more of our beans and our soybean meal over there as well, because with the war going on over there, they have a limited crop production in their area. So, you know, we're doing a lot of different things to try and get the meal to where it needs to be and the soybeans to where they have a demand for them, and to help the Minnesota soybean farmer make more dollars.
You know, as a farmer, did you receive any direct questions? Were they asking you about your crops and about your soil and such? Was anything directed towards you as a farmer and a direct producer at all?
Yes, absolutely. So we have actually farmers with from other states besides Minnesota. So we all talked about a little bit about, you know, well, what's the number one question in Minnesota right now is how much rain have you had lately, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with the dry season that we're having, you know, we have farmers with from Illinois that say they haven't had any problem with rain or anything like that. We have other farmers from Wisconsin who actually irrigate. So we did find out about what different soil types different farmers have. What is their market, you know? Where do they ship their beans to? What happens to them, you know? Are they crushed? Do they go out whole? You know, there's so many different things you can do with soybeans that, you know, it's really interesting to find out from the different farmers, what are they doing with their beans? What is the avenue that they export them? You know, a lot of them say they go out by train from their area. Well, you know, in my neck of the woods, I'm from Faribault, Minnesota. You know, ours all go to Mankato and get crushed there. So there is a lot of opportunity out there in different directions that you can go with soybeans.
You know, Gail, the benefits of a trip like this might not be felt until, like you said, 10, 20, 30 years down the road. But for yourself to get this perspective, I can sense in your voice there's a bit of excitement and enjoyment you've had over the last couple of days.
Absolutely. A lot of excitement. You know, I didn't even know that they could, like, tip the containers up and fill them, you know, and that type of thing. I didn't know that shipping soybean meal in a container is considered a hazardous substance. I mean, that seems kind of a little bit far-fetched, but I guess it can combust. So, and that's why they consider it a hazardous material when they ship it, and they're kind of working on getting that removed from shipping soybean meal and that type of thing. There's just so much knowledge that I've learned over the past 2 days of being here in Halifax that it's just incredible. So I'm talking with the gal from the St. Lawrence Seaway Development Corporation. My goodness, I had no idea what was all going on and how many different ports there were, and the Jones Act, you know, that if you land in one port in the United States, that they can only stop at one port unless the boat is manufactured in the United States and manned by a team out of the United States and captained by somebody from the United States, that can only stop it. Then it can stop at multiple ports. If you don't have those three things in place, it cannot stop at multiple ports in the United States. So there's, you know, so many different things that you have to take into consideration besides, I want to send my soybeans to the east. You know, there's a lot of things that you have to think about besides that. So,
yeah, exactly. And laying that groundwork now is only going to be beneficial down the road, that's for sure. Well, Gail, sure appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of your trip, and thanks for sharing a little bit of what you guys have been up to, okay?
Absolutely. Glad to do that anytime. Thanks, Joe.
All right, Gail, have a great day. Gail Donkers joining us here on Chasm Radio, traveling in Nova Scotia. Yeah, Gail Donkers with the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, serving as vice chair, joining us here on Chasm Radio.